why are we splitting these kids at this point? And the question is, if we're not going to have feeder patterns, why are we splitting the fifth graders up? Why the sixth graders or seventh or eighth graders? Why not have, we have four schools and four grades. Why don't we have them all together? I start looking at, first and foremost, as a fiscal conservative, I start looking at ways to maximize facility space and put off that building as long as we possibly can, and also having some recognition that we may not have the funding. I think we could probably get the bond money to build it. It's a question, though, I think, of maintenance and operation money in the future. Sure. I have concerns about that, particularly given what's going on at the state level. But it seems to me that if we start dividing kids by grade instead of geography, we're better able to max out each facility instead of having a 5-6 pairing where we may have slack in one place or the other. The idea is we could then target our needs with the resources based on the grade levels and focus them in there and not necessarily have the fifth and sixth pairing. It sure does help on curriculum alignment. You don't have to worry about meshing schools across the district because they're at one school. It will help communication because it's, and they're all together. We got all fifth. Well, they need to communicate to the sixth grade school. And when we're going to high school, well, they know where to come because all the eighth graders are at one school. The biggest advantage I see, other than maybe potentially saving us a bunch of money on having to build schools, is possibly that it pulls the community together. Right now, we split the community 5th through 8th and then bring them together at the high school. Under this idea, we would bring them together 5 through 8 and then split them for high school.